So with this practice, we relax receive, allow, included in that is that we can receive what experiences arise with the allowing. Allowing creates the conditions for other things to arise. Not allowing creates the conditions for something else to arise. You might have noticed allowing often leads to more ease, more peace, more freedom. Not allowing often leads to more struggle, more constriction. And we might notice that the allowing and not allowing is often tied up with our sense of self. A strong, rigid sense of self often is trying to control, not allow, change things, make it be different. A softer, more pliable, malleable sense of self allows things to be as they are. Less controlling. Less trying to make things be different. So much a part of Dharma practice. Not just meditation practice, but all of Dharma practice. It's about taking care of the self. Learning about what is true and important for us. Learning to honor and respect our needs. Learning about our emotions and how to be with them, how to communicate them in a skillful way. So allowing is a way that really supports are taking care of the self, and also helps soften a sense of self away from the controlling. Trying to make things different. So here's an excerpt of a poem by Dana Faulds. Just one stanza. The poem is called Allow. There is no controlling life. Try corralling a lightning bolt, containing a tornado. Dam a stream and it will create a new channel. Resist and the tide will sweep you off your feet. Allow and grace will carry you to higher ground. Allow and grace will carry you to a higher ground. One of the beauties of this practice is that we can allow whatever it is that's arising that we have some resistance with. We can allow the unpleasant experience, or we can allow our reaction to the unpleasant experience, or we can allow the view that's underlying the unpleasant experience, softening the view. And in that way, create the conditions for greater ease, greater peace, greater freedom.